Jesus.
Of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you.
Two.
Uncover for a silent prayer. Cover. The left face. See to the left.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, for the earth be removed, and all the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea.
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Be still.
Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, may now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and to receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Reading from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you should dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, reading from verse 53 through 57. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount, verses 31 through 34. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
But before we do that, a message from Joel in his planning for this service. He said he would like people to know that these words have to say what he believes. So we join in the Apostles' Creed. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and stood on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
I listed that reading from Matthew chapter 6 as our text. I'm not so sure it is. There are a lot of passages involved that could be considered our text, but Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's the verse that the pastor of St. John's in Aiken assigned to Job at his confirmation. And the Psalm 91 that we just read, I understand, was Job's favorite psalm. And I think, if you think about that a little bit, that Psalm 91 expresses what Jesus so compactly said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Joel had some very serious thought about this service that we're doing just now. He had a 7-point instruction, maybe? 3 of those points specifically have to do with this service. You've already noticed one of them. The confession and the Apostles' Creed. That was item number 3. The Apostles' Creed to be recited by the congregation after being told, these words represent my beliefs. How about that? Oh, and the 2 hymns, too. Those, Joel says, 2 congregational hymns for all the saints, and I know that my Redeemer lives. Number 4, funeral message to glorify God and the certainty of his saving work through Jesus Christ. Warms the cockles of an old preacher's heart. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. We processed in with the words of Psalm 23. Fitting. Some of that comfort in Psalm 23 goes with Job's confirmation verse and Psalm 91. But I think Psalm 23 in these kind of situations is almost always thought of because it talks about, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that's certainly fitting. But I think it goes beyond these moments where we are focused on death and the end of life and the burial of those that we love. I knew Joe a little bit from potluck dinners and visiting. I don't know how he celebrated his 20th birthday. But that was in December of 1944, or 43. In February, he and his comrades landed on Aniwetok Atoll. He was 20 then, and I thought that was his first combat. But by the way, the family has brought a bio, and I didn't realize it until I read it. It's autobiographical. He had written 23 pages, and they have squeezed it down to a single sheet. Wonderful stuff. I highly recommend you get a copy and read it. But according to that, He wasn't 20 years old when he entered combat for the first time. He was 19. And I don't know what they do today, but during World War II, the chaplain met with men before they got into their landing craft. And I would suspect that Psalm 23 was part of what they heard in their ears as they left the ship and the landing craft. We try not to think about death. Have you noticed that? But we live in the valley of the shadow of death. I think that's what Psalm 23 is talking about. We try to avoid it. We try not to think about it. We use euphemisms. He didn't die, he passed. Our dearly departed. We have all sorts of ways of trying to avoid thinking about it. When it comes and we're faced with it, it's real. It is ugly. In fact, it's evil. It's the just result of our being creatures in rebellion against our Creator. The Apostle Paul writes, "The wages of sin is death." And he says also, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Our euphemisms and our feeble attempts not to think about it don't help. Life in this world is lived in the valley of the shadow of death. But that's not the bottom line. That's not the end. Isaiah the prophet from the Old Testament had this to say. And every time I look at a funeral pall, I think about this verse. "He will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken." Paul writes, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law." God himself, incarnate in human flesh. He whose law we cannot fulfill made himself subject to the law and fulfilled it in our stead, as we are unable to do. The Apostle Paul again, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." He went to the cross to suffer the results of our sin and death, and rose again to show that he had swallowed up death in victory. There is much in this world that is beautiful and lovely, and we enjoy it, and we thank God for it. But there are downers as well as uppers, and it is life in the shadow, in the valley of the shadow of death. I mentioned this. It concludes with this. God has been good to us, and we look forward to the life Jesus Christ has earned for us when this life is ended. He wanted a funeral message to glorify God and the certainty of his saving work through Jesus Christ. Paul writes, "Death is swallowed up in victory." Remember what Isaiah said? "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and live to newness of life, and that through the gate of death and the grave, we may pass with him into our joyful resurrection.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, your Holy Spirit, that he may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind.
Hear us, O Lord.
Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love.
Yes, O Lord.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope. In the communion of your church, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith.
Hear us, O Lord.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe in and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Hear us, O Lord.
God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death and by his resurrection opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.